So there's this belief that you must be born with certain talent to make it. And this is deeply embedded in our culture. I believe this stems from the notion, or this romanticized notion, of the genius artist. You know, we all have this image in our head of the genius artist who is effortlessly creating masterpieces from a young age. This idea of the two-year-old already creating something beautiful by hand. Now, this misconception is really fueled by cultural stereotypes and, I would say, limited representations of who can be considered an artist. Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, a space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business. From struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer, I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Welcome back to Open Studio Podcast. I'm Martina Flor, your host, and today we are diving deep into the myth that you need to be a natural born artist to pursue a skill. This episode is part of a series of episodes where I will be sharing mindsets and tactics that have been useful for me in my career as a lettering artist. And before we dive into today's episode, I want to tell you that all of these pieces of advice and tactics, I have put them together in a resource that you can download on martinaflor.com/diary. This is called, the resource is called Diary for Aspiring Lettering Artists. I have designed it with my own hands. I think you will appreciate it. It's a beautiful resource. I think it's really inspiring. And also it gives you the chance to journal your own thoughts. It doesn't only provide you with all of the pieces of advice and tactics that I'm going to share throughout these episodes in one place so that you can have them in one place, but also it gives you prompts that you can use to apply those learnings and those insights onto your own path. So I hope it's going to be useful, at least in terms of making you think, how will you apply that in your own life. Now, it's a free resource. You can download it on martinaflor.com/diary. Now, let's dive into the myths about artistic talent, or the fact that you need to have natural born talent, or you need to be a natural born talent in order to succeed as a lettering artist, an illustrator, a graphic artist. So there's this belief that you must be born with certain talent to make it. And this is deeply embedded in our culture. I believe this stems from the notion, or this romanticized notion, of the genius artist. You know, we all have this image in our head of the genius artist who is effortlessly creating masterpieces from a young age. This idea of the two-year-old already creating something beautiful by hand or with the stroke of a brush. Now, this misconception is really fueled by cultural stereotypes and I would say limited representations of who can be considered an artist. This misconception is fueled by movies and books and social media and all of that. It's really fueled by these cultural stereotypes that we have in our head. And it gives us, it builds this idea of how or who can be considered an artist. And as I was preparing for this episode, I thought about the conversation that I have with Malika Favre, which I interviewed in episode 32. So Malika Favre is a French illustrator. She is a great illustrator. And she shared how in this interview and conversation that I had with her, she shared how her mother, being an artist herself, she taught her how to draw at an early age. And now this nurturing environment that Malika had gave her the tools and access to the tools and techniques from, you know, very early age. And no wonder Malika is such a great artist and such a great illustrator, because from a very early age, she was nurtured by her mother and she was learning the techniques early and the tools, and she was acquiring these tools, and later on she could apply that in her work. Now, unlike Malika, I didn't have that early exposure. Instead, I had to create a nurturing environment for myself later on, right? Later on in my career, I started doing lettering in my late 20s. So what I did to bridge the gap is to immerse myself in a community of lettering designers. And also I joined intensive programs. So I joined programs that really helped me bridge the gap and accelerate that process in 1 year so that I could, you know, because I didn't have that nurturing environment when I was a kid, although I appreciate the environment that I had as I grew up as a kid. Thank you, mom. Thank you, dad. But they were not artists. My mom was a kindergarten teacher. My dad is a doctor. And so I didn't have this artistic nurturing environment. So I had to bridge the gap later on as I started doing lettering and I started getting into illustration. I had to bridge the gap by joining intensive programs to learn the craft, but also by joining a community that really helped me, you know, that really propelled me forward. Now, the myth that you need to be a natural born artist is often perpetuated by movies and magazines and books. Think about movies where you have seen artists or that portray an artist or the life of an artist. It is often a mysterious figure. Usually they are genius prodigies and they have an innate talent for beauty and they have an innate drive to create. And this reinforces the idea that if you're not born with it or you don't have it in your DNA, then you're not made for this. And this really holds back a lot of creatives from even trying. And I have to say that in my personal experience, and I've seen that happening for many students that I work with, dedicating myself to learning the fundamentals and understanding how letter design worked, in my case, in lettering, how lettering design worked and the foundations and the basics, it really made a difference. And throughout the past decade, learning and mastering the craft of lettering has really enabled me to build a career and life that I love, because my life is now built around running my business in lettering and also being the leader of a team that supports me in all of the beautiful things that we create in my company. And even if you don't want to go full on to build a career as a lettering artist like I did, an expertise like lettering could really make your work more joyful. Hey, real quick, you know that I don't run any ads on this podcast and I don't sell anything. The only ask I could ever have is that you help me spread the word. Let's empower more lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives to make a living with their skills, create beautiful work, and build a thriving business doing what they love. The key to making this happen is if you could take just a moment to rate, review, and share this podcast. It's as simple as a 10-second review or one tap of the thumb. Your support will mean the world to me, and more importantly, it could change the world for someone else. Now, back to the show. And that is the case for many graphic artists out there. I think that an expertise or having something that sets you apart from the rest, like illustration or the expertise of lettering, can really first improve your daily work. And at the same time, you know, because you feel more joy at doing what you do, but at the same time sets you apart from the rest of creatives out there. Now, let's think about other skills in life. Take driving, for instance. Were you born with the ability to navigate a vehicle? Of course not. You learned it. You practiced, and over time you became a confident driver. And now you do it as, you know, a second nature. Or consider cooking. Were you a gourmet chef from birth? Of course not. You followed recipes and you experimented with different flavors, and gradually you are able now to prepare a dish for yourself and perhaps your family. So the same happens with language. And I have witnessed that firsthand. Were you born speaking fluently? I wasn't born speaking fluent German or English even. You learn through communicating, through listening, through speaking, and gradually you build your language skills. And look at me, I am recording a podcast in another language other than my mother tongue or my mother language. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to invite you to think about what we talked about today. And I want you to think about what are the myths that are holding you back from exploring a certain craft and how you can overcome them. What are some of the myths that you're telling yourself for which you wouldn't make that first step of learning a craft or learning expertise? I hope that the episode that I share with you today at least changes or shifts your way of seeing what is possible for you if you want to learn a new craft or if you want to make a career as a graphic artist, as a lettering artist. And lastly, don't forget to download your free resource. The diary that I have prepared for you is called Diary for Aspiring Lettering Artists, and you can find it on martinaflor.com/diary. It is a simple and powerful resource that not only compiles all the things that we will be discussing throughout these episodes, but it also invites you to think about them and apply them in your life. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.